This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. About 135 miles of the Colorado River is now infested with invasive zebra mussels. KUNC's Scott Franz reports.
Wildlife officials say farmers and agricultural users face the biggest threat. Robert Walters leads Colorado's efforts against invasive species. He says the mussels rapidly multiply and could clog irrigation pipes.
And of course, in an agricultural community like we have, particularly out there in the Grand Valley, the ability to move water is really, really important to that agricultural production.
Walters says the state won't try to eradicate any mussels in the Colorado because current treatments would also wipe out endangered fish. The state is trying to contain the outbreak by installing new cleaning stations along the river where people can wash waders, rafts, and other equipment mussels hitchhike on. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Big changes have come to how federal homelessness and housing funding works, and homeless advocates say the results could be dire. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is radically reducing the amount of money for permanent supportive housing. These are homes for people with disabilities that may need lifelong support. Instead, funding will go to transitional housing for people living on the streets, group shelters, and outreach workers. Advocates say that in Colorado, thousands living in permanent supportive housing may lose their homes. Nationwide, more than 170,000 people could be evicted. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Snow is coming to the high country this weekend, with the northern mountains set to get more than 10 inches. In the Denver metro, it'll be flurries and rain. This is CPR News and KRCC.